Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. In our fast-paced society, so many times we just want the result. We look at somebody who has success and we say, oh, look how they've done. Look how amazing things are for them. I wish my life was like that.
They're so lucky.
But are we thinking about the seeds that they've sown? Today, we're going to talk about a kingdom principle for reaping the harvest that you desire. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Hey there, sunshine. We love being back with you again today. You know, Jared and I like giving you a peek behind the scenes because I wish you were here all the time when we have these plant-based conversations. But this is one way that we can bring you here with us, and it's sharing the things that we've been talking about. One of the things that we've been talking about recently is it's so easy to look at someone and where they are and the success that they've gotten. Let's say you're reading a plant-based testimonial, or you're listening to one like about John or Robin or one of our other members who've gotten these amazing results, and you're looking at it and you're thinking, I want that now, you know, because I get that. I've been there. I was so sick when I hit 40 years old, and I would see people who are walking around well and doing well and see testimonials of people who have broken free from stuff and think, that is so great for them. I'm so glad that they broke free, but I want that too. And I wanted it then. Like, I wanted it right then because I was in the middle of my misery.
Well, who can blame you? I mean, if you're in the middle of it,
terrible.
And you feel like you're at the lowest point in your life, you want results and you want them now.
Right. And what I want to encourage you is that sometimes the answer is very simple. And not only is it simple, you can start getting results rather quickly. But when you're in the throes of the difficult situation, don't let yourself get stuck just looking at the result you want. Absolutely look at the result. But realize that to get there, you've got to plant the seed first. You got to plant the seeds. But I want you to realize that to get where you want to be, there's a crucial step that's got to happen first. If you want to reap a harvest, you must plant the seeds. And it has to be the right seeds. It has to be the seeds.
I was just thinking that same thing.
Yeah. It's got to be the seeds that are going to bring you the desired harvest.
If you plant green bean seeds, you are not going to get an eggplant.
Right.
So if you really want an eggplant, you got to plant eggplant seeds.
Right.
That's a little bit of a tongue twister there.
It
that
is,
was unintended.
But it's true, because seeds, we know from the word and just from living in life, you plant a tomato seed, it's going to grow a tomato plant, right?
Right.
And so the important thing here is to realize, I just need to start planting the seeds I can today. the seeds I can. And they've got to be the right seeds. And the more seeds you plant, I want you to think about farming. Even if you're not a farmer, you understand the basics of farming, right? A farmer's not going to go out into his field and expect a harvest when he hasn't planted any seeds. You can't do that with your health or in any other area of your life either. And I understand how hard it is and that you're in this place and you want the results today. But odds are, even in the situation you're in and you think it's hard and you think it's so difficult or you felt like you're stuck with it because things have been spoken over you and you've accepted these words and you think things can't turn around, things can turn around. But what first has to happen is the right seeds have to be planted because, again, you can't go out into your field. Think about how crazy you would think that farmer is. He goes out into his field one morning. He's gathered all his equipment that morning to go out and to reap the harvest, knowing he's never planted one single seed.
He hasn't planted a seed, or you just mentioned planting many seeds. Mm-hmm. If you plant a few, you might get a few tomatoes in the case of tomato plants.
Right.
But what if you want a lot of tomatoes?
Yes.
You have to plant a lot of tomato seeds to get that size of harvest there.
And this fits so well with whole food plant-based living because we know that we know that we know that the chronic diseases of our time are lifestyle related, the top chronic diseases of our time. And a lot of that boils down to the food that goes into your body. Think of it as the seed. And when you can learn what the right seeds are, and then learn how to make getting those on a regular basis, simple and enjoyable and delicious, you're going to be scattering the right seeds left and right into your life day after day after day. And what we see through the research and what we see in our own lives as a physician assistant and a nurse, working with our clients, working with our patients, we see time after time that those who plant a few seeds are going to get some results. Those who plant more of the right seeds are going to get the results, the harvest that they want, the one that they can see in their mind, that they start gaining hope and feeling is possible, the things that they want, the things that they were born to have in this world. You were born to be able to thrive in a certain area, to help certain people, to serve, to bring more people into the truth of what God has for them. This isn't just about you and getting your heart right and getting things right. It's about you being able to, being in a place where your body is physically able to think clearly and to feel good so that you can get out there and share the message that God's laid on your heart of His truth in whatever area He's empowered you to do that.
And another element with picking the right seeds mm-hmm. is that some plants will produce fruit very quickly. Tomatoes, typically within about 2 to 3 months, you have something that you can eat. Other plants, certain fruit trees, they may take several years before they provide fruit. The tree grows, mm-hmm. but it may be a few years before it actually gives some type of harvest. So you also want to look at those things that are going to create the biggest impact first. Mm-hmm. If you're in the middle of a situation like Anita was 10, 12 years ago, you may want to pick those right seeds that are going to give you the biggest things. I know for us, if we had cut out the oils, we had changed the oils that we were using at that time and got a little bit of improvement, like doing the higher omega-3s. But if we had just cut out oil altogether, I think she would have seen a much bigger impact very quickly.
Yes. And this is where you learn when you can get into a group coaching setting where someone can show you, like us, it's walked through this journey before. You've got to learn the steps to take first. What's the most important thing for me here? What should I be doing first? What seed should I get in the ground that's going to give me the quickest result? If you're hungry and you want to eat sooner, you want to get the seeds in the ground that are going to produce sooner, that are going to give you the results you need quicker. But then you also have to learn how to make it sustainable. That's what Jared and I are all about. We're not just about how do you eat whole food plant-based. We're about how do you make whole food plant-based sustainable? Because you can learn a few facts about how do you eat whole food plant-based, but the real key, the real issue that most people have is how do I do this for life and actually enjoy it? That's making it sustainable, finding plant-based joy. So you've got to be planting those seeds, the seeds you're joyful about every single day. And some people say, well, can I just do a little bit? Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Like this is your life, but you've got to decide what harvest do I want to reap? What has God planted in my heart? And what condition does my body need to be in to be able to do the things that God's called me to do, the things I'm passionate about, the things that I don't have enough energy at the end of the day to get done after I've done all the necessaries, like those things. A lot of people have enough energy and feel good enough to push through and to get those things done that they have to get done. But what about those passion projects? What about the things that God really wants you to pour into? We want you to feel good enough to do those things. The necessary things are necessary. Don't get me wrong. You've got to take care of those things. But we want you to feel good enough. And we know that it's possible to feel good, to have your body physically show up for you in the capacity you need it to, so that you're able to get out there and enjoy the things that you want to enjoy. And when you're doing that, you're going to make the connections that God wants you to make because you're spending time in His Word and you're planting the seeds that make your body feel good. So now you're able to get out there and share the message He has for you to share. Make the connections and learn from the mentors He's going to put in your life. All these different things are going to happen. Think about the opportunities you'll have when you feel good enough to actually get out into the world, to actually live life that you can't do right now. That is the key to eating whole plant foods in the sustainable way is all about. We're not just about the food. The food is a tool. This is a tool. It's a seed you're going to plant into your life. And again, the more seeds you plant, the better. And the order is important. So you need to get in the community where you can learn how to do that. Get the coaching that you need. Get the program that's going to walk you through step by step. We have that coming out for you in the future. We want you to know, what do I do next? What is the most important seed to plant so that I can reap the harvest that I'm after? In general, it's whole plant foods. And then it's, how do I do that in the way that is sustainable for me? You got to enjoy it. It's got to be joyful. And to make it joyful, what I know as a busy woman who wants to be able to share and live out the plans that God has for me, is that it's got to be quick and simple, but it's got to make my taste buds really happy. It's got to taste good. If I don't enjoy it, I'm not going to want to keep doing it the rest of my life. You shouldn't have to push through. You shouldn't have to do a weight loss program. You shouldn't have to go on a diet. That is not sustainable. You've got to drop that mentality. And that's why as I'm developing our course and working with our members, we're talking about our 5 foundational steps for getting these seeds, these right seeds that are going to bring you the harvest that you're after into your life. And those steps are getting your mindset right, getting rid of the myths that you believed. Busting the myths is key, but then you got to replace them with truths. Then you've got to get your environment right, the people, places, and things. And you got to know what to eat and how to make it delicious and how to make it quick and simple. Those are our 5 pillars. So right now, wrap your mind around, what is the harvest I want in my life? What are these dreams that God's birthed in my life that I put on the back burner because I'm just trying to survive right now? I am so sorry that you're in that situation. I get it. I've been there. It is hard. It is hard. Listen, you are listening to somebody who understands what you're going through. I am praying for you. We are here for you. We are on your side, and we can help you walk this journey and get the results you're after. But you've got to know what the results you're after. Have that harvest in mind. And as you get that harvest in mind and you see the clear vision of it, you're going to know, I've got to start planting the seeds. You're going to stand outside in your mind. You're going to close your mind. You're going to see yourself standing outside, and you're going to see that harvest. And you're going to know that it would be crazy to expect the harvest if you never plant the right seeds. If you never plant any seeds at all, but you don't get the right seeds. And then you want to start learning, which ones do I need to plant first? And which ones are going to give me sustainability? So the takeaway today is, plant seeds with your desired harvest in mind. Plant the seeds with your desired harvest in mind. There is hope. You can do this. Plant foods, it's a fact. Whole plant foods are key to having a vibrant body that is able to live fully and live out your calling. The first step to doing that is getting inside our free community, Podcast Insiders Experience. Go right now and join us on the inside at poweronplants.com/PIE. That's poweronplants.com/pie. We look forward to helping you plant and scatter so many of the right seeds that you're going to reap an abundant harvest and you're going to be the one next sharing your testimony, and we are going to be there to celebrate with you. Have a great day, sunshine, and we'll see you soon.